A Sydney-based musician is calling out the way schools enforce uniform policies around natural hair types of people who are culturally and linguistically from diverse backgrounds. With 3,500 signatures on this petition, James Emmanuel is just one of many African Australians calling for change. Karishma Luthria has the story.
In the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement, changes are being demanded across Australia, with the latest being from 21-year-old Sydney-based musician James Emmanuel, or Jamars on Mars.
I had a few experiences at school, aside from being othered by the kids for being different with the hair and, you know, them kind of invading my space and touching the hair sometimes without permission, or, you know, likening me to an animal when they touched it. Outside of all of that, I really always wanted to grow my afro. I didn't want to be forced to always cut it down. It's something that's a part of our culture and it's our identity. And especially when the school is majority white, it kind of feels like you're being forced to assimilate.
James says he has faced microaggressions in his schooling years. Microaggressions are intentional or unintentional verbal or behavioral indicators of prejudice against people of diverse backgrounds.
I would have the afro and, you know, it would grow. And as soon as it makes that shape and looks like the afro that, you know, that we all know that I'm talking about, that's when you get the threats from the teachers of, like, detention. Because it's a private school, you know that you can be suspended or asked to leave if you don't comply or fit these uniform rules, as well as, you know, the teachers using words like inappropriate or messy, doesn't fit the image of the school. They're using all those words to describe, like, the natural hair, something I cannot change, wasn't fair.
James believes his experience is not isolated, with Australia's latest census figures indicating there are approximately 380,000 people of African origin in Australia. Here's James again.
I just wanted to bring it to light because I know there's a lot of kids going through the same, and just to kind of spread awareness, because not everyone will realise that it's a microaggression, that it is, like, inherently racist, especially words that they used, basically saying that it's not normal. Like, they used all these words that by definition mean that they're, like, furthest away from normal, saying that the hair is extreme. So I just want to kind of bring it to light, because I know there is probably and definitely is kids out there that have, like, gone through worse, and they don't know what's happening. They don't know why that is so bad.
James is also calling on the New South Wales Education Minister, Sarah Mitchell, to lead statewide change by amending the Anti-Discrimination Act to protect students in public and private schools.
I know once we have something in the law, everyone is covered. All students are covered from anything. And I'm going to push for a legal change that just protects students. Because, you know, I want to have kids. I have a niece and a nephew. I don't want them to go through the same thing as me from a young age, you know, being told that basically your natural state is not acceptable. It's not right. So my fingers are crossed while everyone is listening and our voices are being amplified.
Recently, the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal ordered an apology for a 5-year-old Cook Islands boy who was threatened to be expelled for his long hair grown for cultural reasons. A Sydney-based hairdresser, Christy Zamora, also called on TAFE institutions to update their Certificate 3 hairdressing course to teach hairdressers how to cater to afro and curly hair needs better. New South Wales Shadow Minister for TAFE and Assistant Shadow Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Jehad Dib, says it's high time education institutions account for Australia's diversity.
Obviously, a petition starts a really important point, but we need to have these discussions about where are the problems and what can we do to fix them? Because what I wouldn't want is someone like James Emmanuel then turn around saying, well, do you know, I'm not going to go to school because I don't feel like I belong. I don't want that. I want everyone to feel that they belong when they go to school. I want everybody to feel that they can go to school. And I want everybody to be able to feel that they can also be an individual. There are some things that happens with schools, like in certain workplaces, where you've got to conform in some way. But we can't take the risk of, you know, having everyone conform so much that they actually lose their self-identity, because self-identity is something special. It's something unique to every individual.
Legal change regarding discrimination on the basis of hair, particularly for natural and afro hairstyles, is not a world first. New York City and California have both banned discrimination against natural hairstyles, amending the Dignity for All Students Act. Shadow Minister Dib also says we need to have difficult conversations across educational environments to create real change.
Obviously, there's been a precedent that's been set in New York and in California. So there's maybe something that we can learn from that. But certainly making people aware that this sort of discrimination exists is the very starting point. It's not about tolerating, it's about accepting and about learning, because tolerating is almost like you're doing something against your will. We go beyond that, and we need to make sure that we value the differences that everybody brings to the table.
New South Wales MP and Shadow Minister for Skills and TAFE Youth, Shadow Juvenile Justice and Multiculturalism, Jihad Dib, ending that report by Karishma Luthria.